how did you become a poet? And that's sort of kind of hard to answer, I guess, in a way. I'm just going to sort of answer it in one way, and I guess there's many, many different ways that you can answer it. So this will be scattered. I grew up in a Muslim family, an Indian Muslim family, and so when we would go to the religious functions and listen to the Maulana speak, it was in Urdu. So I would be listening to these services, and it was all in a language I didn't understand, couldn't know. But I had to be there, and so I could hear the sound of that. And similarly, when we read the Quran, it was Arabic, and I didn't know Arabic. And sometimes we would read in translation, that's true, but we would also recite. And so there is a relationship for me between the sacred and unknowable that I think to me is really connected in language and poetry. I didn't become a writer of poetry myself until, I was a little older, probably when I was in junior high, and an older cousin of mine showed me all these poems that she had written in her life, and it wasn't presented in a way that, you know, I'm an artist and this is my work, but it was more just writing poems was an ordinary thing that she did, in addition to all the other things that she did in her life. So when that was presented to me in such a way, I really did gravitate towards that. In high school, I guess when everyone sort of has a sense of alienation, I also experienced that. But I also came across some poetry by Mari Evans, who is one of the Black Arts Movement writers. Actually, in an anthology of Black Arts Movement writers. So I came across many writers, such as Sonia Sanchez, Don L. Lee, as he was then called, Nikki Giovanni, Mari Evans. It's a pretty long list, actually, of really amazing, brilliant writers whose work, particularly Mari Evans, I have to say, really stuck with me in such a way in terms of, I mean, she was writing in English, but it was not English. It was possible to speak in this brilliant, effusive, beautiful language that was completely specific to her, her life, her experience, and the language the way she heard it. And I think that, as crazy as that sounds, that was really a revelation to me, that a person could speak in their own voice. So fast forward years later, I'd been writing poetry for several years. I was at NYU, I was doing my MFA in creative writing, and I was just trying to write these poems. And I don't think I ever came to my true voice until I read this one individual poem that, and maybe a lot of people have this same experience, but this one individual poem that seemed to me so startlingly true, so immensely to the heart of experience, that there was almost no language in it. It was just, it just went into me. And that poem was called Willie Home by Jean Valentine. It's the first poem in her new and selected poetry volume, Home Deep Blue. And that was a real turning point for me as a poet. That's the poem that sort of restored to me the belief that language could speak, that experience could be put onto paper. And I aspire to that. I aspire to that poem. I aspire to write a poem that can come close to that.